I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Kane's summer playground. Beginning in the 1930s and continuing for more than 50 years, Kane's summer playground program enchanted generations of children. Kids could come and go as they pleased to neighborhood elementary schools for countless physical and creative recreational activities. Parents were happy knowing that their kids were under watchful supervision. Best of all, school-age kids found joy in the summertime at the very schools they often loathed to attend during the rest of the school year. In addition to having access to the normal playground equipment, there was a long list of craft projects, doll shows, bike parades, carom, ping pong, and wiffle ball games, car races, field trips, and countless other activities. According to a 1965 story in the Kane Republican, 80% of teachers' salaries were paid by the state, with the other 20% being provided by the United Fund for the summer playground. The newspaper reported that the cost of attendance was calculated at less than 5 cents per student per day. And the attendance numbers were staggering. In 1954, the Kane Republican reported that 1,181 students registered at Westside Central School and Clay Street. Overall attendance, or the total for all days, was 34,867. In the 1960s, the summer playgrounds were extended to Ludlow, Mount Jewett, and James City schools. At the heart of the playground's success was the quality of supervision and the event leadership. Stalwarts like Vic Gentleman, Paul Miller, Paul Montgomery, Jenny Carlson, Robert Carson, Phyllis Johnson, Carla Hilty, John McDonald, Dale Fogle, Connie DeMart, and Gene Hall were both patient and firm supervisors. But no one was a more enduring and steady influence than Jack Crowley. Mr. Crowley created more fun and pure joy for kids at the Westside Playground than Walt Disney. Jack was clearly just a big kid at heart. His constant enthusiasm at game tables and on wiffle ball fields, ping pong tables, kickball games, and model car racing was a delight for all. He would also insert himself with the bigger kids in a competitive game of dodgeball, whistling shrilly with every toss of the ball. Kids went home from lunch each day just as they did during the school year. On Wednesdays before lunch, Jack Crowley would remind kids to bring their matchbox cars back to school for the afternoon. "Car races," he would shout as he would get down on his knees on the west side gym floor drawing circles and lines. "Inside the circle wins," he would announce with a twinkle in his eye. Before the races were over, he found a way for every kid to get at least a few pieces of red licorice. We all thought Jack was the best at everything, and he was. This whistling Irishman could run the carom table, beat you with his left hand at badminton or ping pong, and knock a wiffle ball over the fence with only one hand. Years later, I watched in awe as he picked up a football, took off his sport coat, and tossed a perfect 50-yard spiral to a stunned junior high football player. In so many ways, the summer playground seems so long ago and far away. It was a distant time when a latchkey generation could play safely with dedicated professionals like Jack Crowley overseeing activities for modest pay. Kids walked home to lunch for a can of soup and returned to school for the afternoon in the summertime because they wanted to. There were no video games or cell phones. Kids painted plaster plaques and bought 10 popsicle sticks for a penny to make modest crafts. Unlike today, no one cared about going to a summer camp that cost hundreds of dollars a day, and those expensive vacations were unnecessary. There were too many acrylic flowers, pot holders, and keychains to make. And besides, Jenny Carlson and Carla Hilty mixed a big batch of plaster of Paris when the weather was warm and dry. And who wanted to miss that? Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.